Boy, Brad, that's a pretty significant deal that you just consummated. First of all, I know you were listening to a little bit. Noah seems, we haven't spoken to Elias yet, but Noah seems genuinely excited to join your team. Your overall thoughts on this deal as you made it happen today.
Yeah, I got the same impression, Pat. I just caught the tail end of your talk with him when I phoned him. I actually phoned him and it went into his voicemail twice, and he said, sorry, Johnny Gaudreau and then Matthew Tkachuk was chewing his ear off, so he said I tried to switch over. So but he's excited about coming to Calgary, excited about the team, obviously excited with Bill here and having played with Bill. So it was great to hear. Talk to Elias. He was actually at the Swedish World Cup game, so he was we had a good chat.
That's awesome.
he was at a good chat there, said it's a great day. So he, you know, both guys genuinely excited to get going here in Calgary.
How did this deal come about from the Flames side of things?
Well, a couple things. Obviously, we've talked, Pat, a lot of looking at trying to, you know, do some things. And when we looked at, you know, really our changing the mix to our forward group, we had a guy in Elias Lindholm, that's a right shot, real versatile, natural center that can play the wing, can play both sides, equally comfortable sides, smart player, both sides of special teams. And I think he's just scratching the surface. And Noah, you know, I think people that have followed know Noah's background. You know, a highly touted guy who was playing high-level hockey and above his age group all the way growing up. And I think he's just scratching the surface. A big, you know, he's an elite skater, can play either side. Now, we've given up some pieces here. But there's, you know, and as obviously the season ended and the summer progressed, you know, we wanted to look at changing the mix that we had here. You know, in Michael's been a great pro for us. Dougie's a real good player. In Adam Fox's case, a real terrific prospect. You have to give to get. I would say that, you know, we obviously feel there was strong concerns about our signability of Adam. You know, so we moved forward and looked at a couple of different things and at the end of the day made the deal here today.
So there were you were concerned that Fox was not going to sign with you?
Well, yeah. I mean, those are things that, you know, we stay in pretty close communication with those guys. And Adam's a terrific kid. But through his representative, it was made clear that that we were going to have a situation there. And that's certainly his rights, you know. So, but yeah, we wanted to make sure that we protected ourselves a little bit.
So, in a situation like that, it almost kind of forces you to start not shopping Fox, but start looking at him as an asset as opposed to somebody that you see on your team. Like, you almost have to make that shift, don't you?
Well, you do. Now, you don't do anything out of panic, quite frankly. But it's reality, and. You know, so we took that information and, you know, again, as things started coming together here, we felt, you know, the deal that we made today made sense for us.
What about on the Dougie Hamilton front? There's been lots made on social media about maybe not the greatest fit inside the locker room. Was there a trade request at any point or anything like that? Anything that you can shed light on Dougie's exit from town?
Yeah, you know what, Pat? Dougie's a terrific player. And the one thing I would say is we take everything into consideration, both on and off the ice. I think I try to have a real open dialogue and relationship with our players. Because of that, I don't share a lot of things that players share with me, so I'm going to keep all of that stuff internal. But needless to say, you know, he's a terrific player, and we're excited that Noah is excited to be in Calgary. You know, at the end of the day, with all the information involved, we thought it just made a whole lot of sense. Dougie's still a young guy, you know, right shot defenseman who's got lots of ability. They don't grow on trees, but we certainly felt that this was a deal that that made sense for us.
And what are you losing in Michael Ferland?
No, yeah, Ferland
21 goals last year.
Yeah,
right?
It's a tough one. And Ferland's a unique player. You know, he's a really unique player. That he's big and strong, can skate. He's got ability. Obviously, he's got 1 year left on his contract, and that's one thing I know. People don't want to and shouldn't look at the business side of the business, but you've got two players in Lindholm and Noah Hanifin that are under team control for considerable time. They're restricted free agents, but we've got to get contracts with them. And Furley was 1 year away from unrestricted free agency. So that's a tough one for me just because of the person he is too. And like I said, he's a unique guy. He'll be sorely missed. We wish him all the best and had a good chat with him today. But the business side of the sport and the business side of the game sometimes creeps in, and you know, we felt that this was when you look at Elias and Furley, different players, but no question the team control and the contractual control played a portion in this.
Brad Treliving is with us, Calgary Flames general manager. Big trade with the Carolina Hurricanes today. Are these deals that are tough to make because you are talking about such significant pieces? Like, do you get hesitant? We're like, geez, you know, Dougie Hamilton or Michael Ferland, that's a lot of, like, how difficult are these trades to pull the trigger on?
Always difficult. Yeah, lots of talk, but you again, you have to always step back. You have to evaluate all of the information, and not all the information is readily available to everybody. But you evaluate all the information. You talk with your people. And you have to make a decision. And, you know, it's a higher wire act. The job's a higher act. And, you know, we don't come to these drafts and to try to make headlines or splashes, all that. We try to make our team better. And when we dug in and at the end of the day evaluated this trade, we think it makes us better.
Do you see Elias Lindholm, do you project him as a center or a winger?
Those are things, Bill and I talked a lot. You can never have too many centers and a right shot center. Where he ultimately lines up, it gives us some versatility. We'll see. I guess it's probably the best scenario. But it gives us a right shot center who was excellent, you know, had a good face-off number and you know, can bounce around all over the lineup. So probably a little bit too early to tell. I mean, you look at our right wing position, as we all know, Pat is a little bit thin. So I see real good fits, you know, throughout the lineup there, but you know, having that ability to play in the middle is important too. So we think there's just a real good versatile player there.
And Hanifin is a left shot defenseman, but he can play both sides.
Yeah, can play both sides. Predominantly he's played the left. Now you look at, they've had some right shots in Carolina. And for me the biggest thing, and we talk about it with TJ Brody with us, the biggest thing for those left shots to play the right side. Is their skating ability. And I know you guys have heard me say this, I do like the handedness, but it's good to have versatility. Very, you know, not very often do you see right shots playing on the left side. Left shots can play on the right side, but you know, you have to have skating ability, and we know the game's about mobility, it's about speed. And those are things that Noah has in spades. A big guy who's, in my mind, one of the elite skating defensemen in the league.
Just a couple more. Is the plan to move Brody back to the right side?
Obviously, that's something we've discussed. You know, that's not anything that's written in pen today. We're a long ways from training camp, but that's certainly an option.
And how much did you talk with Bill Peters? How much do you consult, knowing that he's coached these guys the last few years?
Well, it would be... You know, it'd be silly not to talk with him. Obviously, he knows both players, their strengths. He knows them as people. So we had dialogue with Bill. But on the same token, this isn't Bill coming here and making these trades. You know, we are trying to find fits. And but considerable background, obviously, was done with Bill on the people, his thoughts and his views as them as people and players. But you know, that's why you have scouts, and that's why you have a hockey department, and that's why you look at the information that we have, is to make those final decisions. And you know, but you know, Bill's consultation more so even just from the personality piece played a role in it.
Final thought: you turned four picks into five picks. You did draft players today, like there is that too. I know that everybody's talking about the trade, but just how happy are you with the five forwards that you've added to the coffers too?
Well, the guys are. It's no question. It was tough sitting through that. It's miserable yesterday. You know, we were trying like a dog to get into the first round, but it had to make sense. So, you know, being able to make some picks today, the guys are real happy. I know I credit to the staff of putting their list together and you know, they were excited when those names were coming up. So, I think today's today's picks are going to be determined over, you know, this will need a calendar, not a stopwatch for these guys.
Yep.
So we're excited about it. We've had some depth up front, added some speed, add some hockey sense, some competitive players. You know, time will tell, but we're excited about the day.
Appreciate the time. I know you got a flight to catch in a few hours. Thank you, Brad.
Thanks, Pat.
Brad Treliving, Calgary Flames general manager. They make a big deal here on the draft floor in Dallas.